Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Got a message from Patrick. My dad, Jack, has decided to become a part-time handyman. He even put up a flyer down at the laundromat to help drum up some business.
All right, old school,
But so far, he hasn't gotten too many calls. I thought it might make his day a little more interesting if his next call was one of your hilarious phone taps.
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper just, he obviously saw the number at the laundromat and just needs to get a room built in his basement.
Okay.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, Jack. Robert Hassenpepper here. I just saw your flyer, and I think you're just the guy I need to help me with a little project at my house.
Nice to meet you, Robert. That's what I'm here for, man. What kind of project are you talking about?
Well, I'd like to build an extra room in my basement.
Okay, like an extra bedroom? I mean, you know, that's actually a lot of work.
Oh, no, not a bedroom exactly. I mean, I'd say it's more of a storage room. Yeah, it'd be about 6 feet by 8 feet. No windows.
All right, yeah, that seems pretty basic, man. But, you know, if you need it wired for electricity and whatnot, we may need some extra help.
Oh, no, I don't want any other help. I think you and I can do this alone. And no electricity will be necessary, although we will need soundproofing in this space, too.
You know, my carpenter skills are pretty basic. I've never really dealt with any soundproofing before.
Well, I'm not saying it needs to be great. I just want to make sure that if somebody was in this room, per se, and they were, you know, screaming bloody murder, nobody outside the house would be able to hear anything.
Did you say screaming, man? Why would somebody be screaming?
Oh, it's nothing. That's just a figure of speech we have here. Now, the outside wall is concrete, of course, so I'm hoping that we can sink some bolts into that for hanging the shack of, the shelves.
You want to hang shelves in there, man? In a little space like that?
Well, sure. The shelves help keep the things I'm storing in there from getting lost. That reminds me, I will need to hang a door, too. A very heavy door with a deadbolt or two.
Oh, my gosh.
And you'll need to cut a slot into it for feeding time.
Feeding? Sir, what exactly are you planning to keep in this room, man? A dog?
Sure. Sure, it's a room for my dog. My naughty, naughty, naughty dog.
Oh, my gosh.
So are you the guy for this job or not?
No.
Well, actually, I'm not sure that I can help you. I mean, this all sounds a bit unusual, and I'm not really sure if I have all the skills.
No, it doesn't need to be a real professional job. I mean, the most important thing is that you're, how do we say it, discreet. Are you a married man? You live alone? You could just stop by tonight and take a look.
I'm going to have to put my foot down here and say no, man. I appreciate that you saw my ad, but I think maybe I should talk to someone about you.
No, well, that would be a big mistake, Jack. I mean, your son Patrick led me to believe that you were a guy with some special skills.
How do you know Patrick? My son told you about me?
Well, kind of. You see, he messaged the Ben Davis and Kelly K show and set you up for a little phone tap today.
Oh, no, man. This is a joke? A radio joke?
Yes.
Oh, boy, man. I'm so relieved. Jeez, you guys really know how to scare a guy. This was pretty friggin' creepy.
You know.
Shelves? Feeding time? Really? What's going on in that room?
Robert Hassenpepper's an interesting character, isn't he?
Are you going to paint it red?
That is your phone tap, 99.7 DJX.